My goodness. Today's message is about faith. You may not believe it, but it is. I was working on a message where Paul was talking to the Galatians. He said, I'm betwixt and I'm between. But that ain't where we're going. We're in Galatians, the 6th chapter. Very simple verses. Very simple, simple, simple. I sound like Sardis's father. Simple, simple, simple. He's so funny. Brother Jordan, we were standing back there, and the pipe was leaking last week. And he used to do plumbing here at the church. And so Sister Jordan says, we need the plumbing. He goes, somebody say plumbing, plumbing, plumbing. I said, yeah, Dad. He jumped right on the neck. Well, let me see, let me see, let me see. He says everything 3 times. Yep, it's leaking, leaking, leaking. I can fix it, I can fix it, I can fix it. No, Dad, you go sit down. Let me show you, show you, show you.
Right.
He's so wonderful. He is so sweet. He figured if you don't get it the first 2 times, he's going to say it again. Faith. F-A-I-T-H. All you need is a little bit. We are in this end time, and we have got it twisted. We've got it twisted. I was listening to Pastor Keys as when he was... I listen to ministers and I look at their actions and I look at the way they talk about the things of God, and there's just no compassion and no love when they talk about the things of God, because there's such a spirit of selfishness in the church that it is just absolutely ridiculous. God is trying to show us something. He's trying to show us in us that we have the ability to show forth the love and the character of God.
Yeah.
In the process of showing and proving himself to us, it's going to cost us some of ourselves.
Yeah. Right.
It's going to cost us our thinking, and it's going to cost us our attitudes. It's going to cost us our disposition. It's going to cost us something. Because God is determined to have a people that's going to walk in the love of God and not in their own love. These scriptures here are a constant reminder to me of how I ought to treat my brothers. Galatians 6:2. Now remember, we always let you know that you have to understand that just because you see a word twice doesn't necessarily mean it means the same thing.
Right.
They have different meanings, which give the scriptures different citations or different powers. Bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. It means to lift up one another's weights. It didn't say take them on, but it said to lift them up. There are a lot of folks that are in the kingdom of God that are bound and distressed and hurt and sick and full of anguish and stressed out. They need to be lifted up. The way you lift them up is by encouraging them. Sometimes a hug of love goes a long way.
Amen. Amen.
An encouraging word goes a long way. We have come to a place where we spend so much. I like the name that Brother Andy gave Pastor Key's message last week. We always wait to see what the name of the message is going to be. Last week's message was Reflection in the Mirror. Because God was saying, when you can see your reflection in the mirror, you have plenty of time to work on you. As long as you're working on you, you can't work on nobody else. Well, that just goes to show you. A lot of folks ain't working on themselves because they got plenty of time to work on you. Better lift up one another's weight and so fulfill or accomplish the law or the principles of God. The principle of God dedicated to our lives, that we are to love one another as Christ so loved us and gave his life for it. So that's the way we're supposed to love one another. Well, we got folks that trip and dip. And we can go a whole lot of different words with it. But God has required us to love them anyway.
Right.
Is it easy? No. Does God expect you to do it? Yes. So these are the principles that are operating or are manifestation in our lives. God is bringing forth a church that's in the midst of a church. A church that's going to believe and have faith in the Word of God. When you have faith in the Word of God, it brings forth an atmosphere in your life where you can show forth the mercies and the love of God. For if a man think of himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Most folks are deceived. Because they have tricked themselves into believing that they're something that they're not. Quiet in here. I've done that lots of times. I've convinced myself for this situation where God was saying that's the way it should be. Or God said that's the way it should be, and I said no, not today.
That's right.
I have tricked myself. I have seduced myself. God has been telling, God said, you got to stop playing with this word and you got to deliver it. You keep trying to get around flesh, but the flesh is what's going to take people to hell.
Amen.
Your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your enemies, your neighbors, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles. None of these people are going to take you to hell. Satan can't take you to hell because you've been bought with a price. But you have the ability to take you straight.
Amen.
And you don't get to pass go. I don't know about you, Brother Will, but every hole I ever got in, I did it. And I found a way, Brother Andy, to dig it without a shovel. I didn't need your help to help me dig it. We have come to a place in gospel where we have taken the gospel not for what it is, but what we want it to be. That means we have changed the wording of the scripture. The Bible says if you touch any word or you change any little bit of this, you are guilty of hellfire. People are changing the word of God to meet their own needs. We have deceived ourselves. I don't need Pastor Keys to deceive me. I'm already deceived. There's nothing Brother Lucha I can do to trick me when I'm already tricked.
All right now.
That's why it says, let every man do what? Prove his own work. Let every man prove his own work. That means you have to search the works that you do for God. Well, when it talks about works, it's talking about fruit, too. You have to search. You got to get into and dissect your attitude and see if it's the one that God wants you to have. You got to dissect your disposition and see if it lines up with this word that we so commonly preach. We have to get into our nature and explore ourselves and see if we are where God wants us to be at this specific time of our lives. I got news for you. I've fallen short. I'm not there yet. When I look at my reflection in the mirror, I can see that there's some things lacking in my life. You didn't cause it. I caused it. Because I got angry when I shouldn't have been angry. I screwed up when I wasn't supposed to screw up. I run my mouth when I should have kept silent. Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm almost done. We're going to get out of here today. Glory to God. See, I like the word let because it's the spectrum of the word. It covers everything, heaven, earth, and under the earth. You have to let it.
Amen.
God ain't going to make you.
Come on, man.
I can't preach you happy.
Right.
And we have tried. But it don't work.
Amen.
You have to let, every man has to prove or check himself or examine himself. See if the work or the fruit that he's manifesting is the gospel. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. Well, Brother Tony, I realized that what he was talking about is that sometimes we rejoice in other folks' calamities. Especially if they've been giving us hell.
Yeah.
They've been persecuting us, afflicting us, saying all manner of ungodly things about us. Soon as they fall or they make a mistake, I knew it. What did you know?
All right.
Say that again.
I told them they better leave God's anointed alone. God don't need us to tell.
Right.
God need us to be quiet and get out the way.
Amen.
For every man shall do what? Amen. Shall bear, shall endure or sustain his own burden. Now it's talking about freight or task. That means that when you get yourself in a mess, deal with it.
Right.
This is the part of the message that most folks don't like, when it tells you that you have to accept responsibility for your own actions.
Good word.
Church don't like that. Church wants you to tell them that it's the devil's fault. Church wants you to tell them that it's been handed down from your grandparents. We all have the ability to change our lives.
Amen.
We have to let God. How many heard that? We got to let him.
Yes. Amen.
Creating us a clean heart so that we can become the new creature and let the old one pass away.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I hear folks teetering around this carnal or this fleshly message, but they really don't want to hit it.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you know what it does? It points the finger back at you.
Right.
I spend a lot of time preaching this word to you guys, and the finger is, well, I'm looking right at myself. See that big mirror? I'm looking at me preaching.
Amen.
I saw you look around, Mama. She said, what mirror? Amen. You got to see yourself in the word that you're preaching.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because you got to represent it.
Right.
You got to bear your own weight, freight, task.
Amen.
Oh, woe is me. Lord, if you get me out of this one, I won't do it again, get ya.
Right.
I can't tell you how many times I told that lie. I know y'all ain't never done that. Glory Jesus. Lord, you deliver me. It ain't never going to happen again. Before I said it ain't going to happen, Brother Andy, I was already in it. I might not have been in it with my hands, but I was in it with my mind, already trying to figure out how I'm going to get away with it. Like God ain't seeing me.
Right.
Like God had already searched my heart and knew I was lying, Brother Tony, from the beginning. Don't worry, we're getting there.
Amen.
Listen to it. It says, let. I like that word, let. Oh my goodness, Pastor. I love that word, let. Because it means you got to do something.
Amen.
You got to detach yourself from you.
Yeah.
You know how hard that is?
Yeah.
All these horrible traits I've taught myself, Rev. This disposition that just shows up when it feels like it. It just completely overruns me. And then I'm sitting back going, how'd that happen? Because I let it. Just like you let that, you got to let God.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Let him that is taught, you have to decide that when you are taught, or the word taught means to be indoctrinated. The problem is, what have you been indoctrinated with?
All right. Amen.
First later, I went to the doctor, and he said, I had a, what's on my wrist? I had tendonitis in my wrist. Well, of course, he comes out with a needle. I'm 57 years old, and I'm needle shy. I wanted to say, what you gonna do with that? And I'm sitting there, and I'm just screaming. And she was looking at me to see if I was gonna cry. I almost cried. I told them when I was growing up, I says, a lot of my buddies died from overdoses from heroin. I would never gonna have that problem. Because if I couldn't get it up my nose, it wasn't going in my vein. You have to decide what you're going to do for God and how you're going to do it. But the big problem with it is you have to decide how you're going to love. God can't make you love people with agape love.
Amen.
That's right.
He can't. If he could, we'd all be gone. We've been going home with God already.
Amen.
Or we would probably wouldn't have to because we'd have an earth full of love.
Amen.
Yeah.
Everybody would love everybody. But then where would the challenge be in that? Where would the challenge be if everybody loved you? Everybody thought you were the greatest person they ever met in life. Wouldn't be no challenge. Wouldn't be no reason for you to need Jesus. Jesus would get you through it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, let him that is taught in the word communicate. The word communicate don't mean talk with your mouth. It means speak with your life.
Right.
You got to show folks the word that's in your life.
Yeah.
Old saying, it's the truth. Whatever is in a man is going to come out. All you got to do is put them in the right situation or circumstances. Right. And you're going to find out what's in that person. I'm a perfect example, Will. We were in Chicago. Remember when we went to Chicago, Brother Andy? It was me and a guy named Randall and a bunch of us. We were unloading the television truck, pulling the cables. Ooh, I'm just super spiritual. Oh, shama, shama, shama. I done got so holy, and now I'm about to be in front of Sister Allen, too. Ooh, Lord. I'm going to be like everybody else, Rand. I'm seeing things. I'm hearing things. I know God is in me. I'm telling the guy, you know, you got to be spiritual. You got to follow the word. Well, he did something and provoked me. When I got through calling him out his name, I forgot what his real name was. Guess who was standing there? Sister Allen. I felt about this big. And before she opened up her mouth, God told me, he says, son, what just came out you is what was in you. And she hugged me and she said, baby, you ain't the first. And you ain't going to be the last. This is a job, living this life. Don't you take it for granted. And she hugged me and kissed me on my cheek and went about her way. And all the years I've known her, she never mentioned that thing again. That's the love of God.
Amen.
Amen. And I never heard it from none of her members or nobody else. So you better make sure you're getting the right stuff in you. Now listen to me. Listen to me closely. Listen. I'm teaching you now. If you get this word in you, God ain't gonna come take that thing that's in you, out of you.
Come on. Right.
Don't get it twisted. God don't come in your life and remove stuff.
Right.
What he does, he gives you the power, the ability to resist it.
Amen.
To keep it under subjection. So that it don't have no authority over you. When you get to that point in your life and it don't have no authority over you, then it's like it don't exist anymore.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, Pastor.
Amen.
That's what this word will do for you. because I want to teach you in all good things. But see, here's the kicker. Don't be deceived. Don't think you're getting away with something. Because can't nobody see you. Don't think you're getting away with something because don't nobody know you. Don't be deceived. Don't let your foolishness get you into trouble with God. Be not deceived. God or theos, listen to me. Theos, the word God that is translated theos, the word theos means the God that lives in you.
Right. Amen.
The revelatory God. That means everything you do, he knows you do it.
Right. Amen.
That's why the word of God said he searched the intents of your heart. Or the word heart is translated spirit.
Amen.
Principles or ideas.
Yep. Amen.
God knows the mess you about to get in before you get in it.
Yep.
You think he would stop you? No, because he said, I didn't give you something you can stop yourself.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Let him that has been taught in this word communicate this word. There's lots of times so that I had to say, you know what? Red? Can't, nope. We're not going there today. I have to talk to me. We're not going there today.
Yeah.
I had to. So then I had to say, look here, boy. Don't trick yourself. You ain't gonna get away. Slow down. Relax. Calm yourself down.
Right.
When I was growing up, I liked to fight. God didn't come down and say, you know what? I'm gonna take that out of you. I wish he had, but he didn't. He left it right on in there to mingle with everything else.
Say that.
And if you push the wrong button, you'll say, I like to fight. But I have to find a way in God to separate myself from that fighting spirit.
Amen.
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 I don't have to be mad at you to fight you.
All right. Right.
Most folks fight because they get mad at somebody. We just used to like to fight because we fight. If we couldn't fight nobody in the streets, we fought each other. We did. We just, whoever got hit, got hit. Well, Rodney was always high. He was the littlest. He got his licks in. But see what I'm saying? God just don't reach down in you and take something out of you.
That's right.
Amen.
He leaves it in there so that he can prove. What did he say? He said, this is Job, my servant, and who I am.
Well,
do what you want to do with him. God don't have to say that to you. Because he already knows what's in you. But he knows you got God in you too. You have to yield yourself to the most powerful one in your life. If you stand on this word, then God will be great in your life. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Well, I'm talking about all in the world. I'm human.
Come on now.
Don't even go there, Pastor. Well, might as well. Somebody asked me the other day. Folks that don't go to church ask you the stupidest stuff. So they say, did they ask you to be one of the preachers of Detroit? I said, they better not. I got my own little hell going on. I don't need to let you in.
Right.
Amen.
That shows you that we're human.
Amen.
Because we want folks to see just how. Don't be deceived. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Now listen, it says, be not led astray. Theos is not ridiculed. You ridicule God when you don't live the way God expects you to live because of the word that he has given you.
Yes.
It's your choice. Choose ye this day whom you going to serve or who you going to follow after, who you going to live after. You got to choose. You got to make the decision. Can't nobody make you make the decision.
Amen.
Folks just say, you know, I don't like church because my mother made me go to church every Sunday. You don't like church because you just don't like it.
Right.
They drug me to church. They like to make these jokes about preachers coming to eat up their chicken. They used to bring the preachers over the house to eat up all the chicken and we wouldn't get nothing. Yeah, I'm going to eat your chicken. If I've been invited, I'm going to eat your chicken. What did you think? It's in them not to want to go to church. So they'll use you or me eating up their chicken not to go.
Right.
Something that happened almost 40 years ago anyway.
Right.
Don't be deceived. Don't let you trick you. Don't let you deceive you.
Amen.
Thinking that God is mocked. God not mocked.
Right.
I like to say, God ain't no joke.
Right.
Amen. Now listen. Now I'm almost done, seriously. Because this is it. All right, Rev. Rev back there laughing at me, seriously. You know what? Bless you, Jesus. Whatsoever, whether it be spiritual, physical, financial, you sow. Here, say, sow. The word sow don't mean plant. It means scattereth. So the seed that you think you plant in one spot, you're actually scattering it. It just don't sit dormant in that one spot. So that means whatever you do, whether it be good or bad, it's coming back to you not just from that position, but all positions.
Amen.
Amen.
That's my stop mechanism, Rev. Then I'm going to get back what I sow. I know some of y'all are too spiritual for this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Frankie Beverly Mays made a song. What's the name of that song? What goes up must come down. What you do to others, I'm most sure it's going to come back around. Even they know.
Come on now.
How is it that they know and we ain't figured it out? We ain't got the memo.
That's right.
Oh yeah.
Come on, Pastor. Amen.
That's my rendition of you, Reverend Ray. Oh well. How is it that we ain't figured it out? We jealous of people, we talk about people, we despise people, we hate on people, that list gets longer and longer. When we ought to be looking at our reflection in the mirror, reminding ourselves, whatever I'm doing, it's going to come back to me. The problem is, folks think they're going to get to heaven and God's going to forgive them first. What you sow in the earth, you're going to reap in the earth.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
I got a funny story for you, Mickey. Saw me looking at you, dude. Got a friend. Well, he ain't so much a friend no more anyway. He had this problem with beating on his wife. And that's me and him started falling out over that, over him beating on her. And I didn't mean to say, I said, you know what? That mess you're doing, it's going to come back and get you. You watch. What you doing? Prophesying, you fake preacher? I go, oh, no. Oh yeah, he went there with me. I said, nope, I'm not prophesying. It's a principle. It's just a principle. He got pulled over for tickets, Tony. He told me this himself. It changed his life. Got pulled over for tickets, and they stuck him in jail until he paid his tickets. Everybody in that prison beat that man till he got out. He said, "Rev, I never got so many beatings in all my life." He said, "I couldn't even go to sleep at night. They was putting pillows over my head and beating me. They was throwing sheets over and beating me." I said, "Who was it?" He said, "I have no idea. Just some of everybody." He said, "You know what I thought about?" I go, "What is that?" "What you told me?" I mean, no, not what I told you, what you did.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. Man. Well, I didn't expect it. Well, yeah, we don't never expect it to come back the way it's going to come, but it's coming.
Right.
Because
right.
What goes up? Thank you, Frankie Beverly. So you got to be careful what you plant.
Yes.
If you go around cussing people out,
come on.
Sooner or later, somebody gonna cuss you out and it's gonna break your heart. Because it's gonna be the least person you expected to do it.
Amen.
And then you're gonna be sitting there, "Oh, woe is me, I didn't deserve that." Well, somebody else didn't deserve what you gave them.
Amen.
It's coming back. I got news for you. Y'all better think about this. If somewhere down the road, you done did some mean and some crazy stuff to folks. Thank you, Pam. I'm going to let you preach. But it's the truth. It's coming back. Well, I'm saved and full of the Holy Ghost now. And? You still sold it. You think God going to reverse His word because you call Him Father and God now? Oh Lord.
Yakashando, Ikaba, Shata Kalikio, Ishando Mokosha, Kashikio Ilaba, Ikaba Shando Koroboia, Ishando Robokosha, Takaita, Ishilio Mokoshanda Ilaba. Truly be not deceived, for I am not mocked, I am not scoffed at. Do the work of the ministry, and ye shall have good things. Ye shall have a good reward. But be not deceived. Those who do evil things, they shall have that. That is why my son came. He did all those things that pleased me. He pleased not himself, but he pleased me. He did all of those things right in mind. Do not be as the others in the book of Judges who did that which was right in their own eyes. For there shall be a recompense, and judgment shall begin at the house of the Lord, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Judgment going to start here. Yeah. Ooh, Lord Jesus. It's going to start here. So all them folks who's trying to send to hell, well, you think about it. You better watch what you sow. But you scatter, but you're going to reap it. And you know one of the most important five-letter word in here is the word shall. The word shall. Because if you do some research on it, you'll find out that it actually means, I'm paraphrasing, it means that whatever it was, it's going to happen whether you like it or not. And the word shall covers everything from beneath the earth till above the earth. Shall. That's one of God's favorite words, shall. Because He wants you to know it's going to take place.
Amen.
So you're going to reap it. You're going to, listen, I like that. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Whatever it is you sow, you're going to inherit it. An inheritance, you get it whether you want it or not.
Yeah.
If your parents leave your old dilapidated house, guess what? And it's in your inheritance, it's yours. For he that soweth, see, this is where it lets you know what it's all about. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap. My goodness. That's like corruption. The word corruption means, is translated in the Greek, decay. Corinthians said, a man should judge and search himself, for we have not discerned that we are the Lord's body. So what you do to one, you're in actuality doing to yourself. So you cause yourself to decay. So you better start being nice to people.
Amen.
And you can't be nice to avoid them. You know how close we are to the coming of Christ? No man knows. But if you look at the seasons and the things that are taking place, it's kind of evident. You know what it tells me? You better get your heart right. Well, surely if you sow to your flesh, you shall reap of your flesh. If you allow that old nature or that old man that is in thee to control your thoughts, your ideas, and your principles, he shall surely bring death back upon you. For my children, the wages of sin is death, and death is in him, and he shall bring it forth in you. Therefore, I call upon you. Make sure you sow seeds of life and seeds of peace and seeds of joy, because those very things will come back unto you also. These are the things that shall make your life plentiful. These are the things that shall make your life enjoyable. Therefore, rejoice and be glad, my children, and understand this is a faith walk. You have to understand by faith that everything that you sow is going to come back unto you, saith God. Hallelujah. If you reap to the flesh, you're going to sow to the flesh, you're going to reap of the flesh. If you sow to the spirit, you're going to reap of the spirit. So you have to make up in your mind which one you're going to sow to. Sometimes people will try to make you sow to your flesh because of the way they treat you. They afflict you. They persecute you. But you have to sow to God. The biggest test I ever had. How many folks, how many have ever been hit? Did you hit them back?
Oh, no.
I didn't. You have to understand my nature for me not to have hit them back. I just told you I like to fight. It's something that's in me. It's flesh that's in me that would control me, but I did not hit them back. And I do not know why, except for God was greater in my life than I was.
Amen.
Man, I will shoot you. I'm keeping it real with you. I will absolutely lay my life down for you, because I know God has the power to raise it back up again. Make sure you sow in the right seeds.
Amen.
Don't reap corruption, and you'll get life everlasting, meaning perpetual. That means God gonna bless you here and there. But see, this part plays very, it comes in very high. It says, let us not be weary in well doing. Or the word well means valuable, in things that are valuable. Don't allow yourself to be weary. Don't get tired. Don't be weak. Don't faint in heart. Because it does get hard to keep loving on folks that don't show you no love back. To keep encouraging people that don't never have nothing good to say about you. To be kind to people that are always afflicting and persecuting, always acting aggravated and nasty around you. It's a job. Whoever told you it's going to be easy, they lied to you. They lied to me when they told me, Mother Jordan, this walk was going to be easy. I might have went another way. It was easier living in the world than it is living for God. Because it costs. cost you something to live for God. It costs you something to live in the world, but you don't care.
Amen.
You care when you're living for God.
Amen.
Because you know you're supposed to be making a difference.
Amen.
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 Say that.
So you can't be weary. You can't be faint at doing what's right. It didn't say you weren't going to get tired. You're going to get tired.
Yeah.
It just said don't be faint in doing what's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
For you know why? Because in what? Due season. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, due. It's on and proper time.
Yeah, right.
From personal experience, I can tell you have waited God times. God has blessed me back because I have endured hardness as a good soldier. Not because I was special or I was strong, but because I obeyed the word of God.
That's right. Amen.
It's something about the word that will make you seem stronger than what you really are.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
In due season, the blessing is going to overtake you and overwhelm you. But you've got to keep you under subjection.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Me is a trip.
Yes.
I'm telling you. Me is a trip. Me can get out of hand at the drop of a hat. And I can forget who I am. I know ain't none of y'all been there. Me and Rev always talking about we in the car. I flew by Rev this morning. I know he wants to say, who is that? I say, man, there go Rev. I done chased people in my car for long periods of time. Until God is, I hear God say, what if that's another preacher? One time I said, so what? You shouldn't have cut me off. Because that's what my flesh wanted to say. Who cares? He was a preacher, he cut you off. He's a preacher, he got paid. But God will stir up the gift within you and bring forth an atmosphere of praise in your life and show you that regardless of who he is, you're the one that's wrong. He probably don't even know what he did. That's how I used to cut folks off three lanes. He didn't even know he did it. And when you rolled up next to him and cussed him out, he rolled his window out and said, heavenly days! This will make you even mad. Well, bless God! I go, he gonna get us killed out here. Amen. Remember, don't faint. Don't get relaxed. You gotta stay on top of yourself.
Amen.
Because if you get relaxed, you're gonna trick yourself.
Amen.
Baby, I done tricked myself a whole lot of times, and I done regretted it, but it was too late. I was already in the mess. And then too embarrassed or hurt to get myself out of it when I should have. So I endured the mess until I just woke up one day and said, you know what, that's it. That's enough of that. I'm going to be miserable. I'm going to do it by me. I'm not going to let nobody make me miserable.
Amen.
Amen.
So as we have therefore opportunity, look at your neighbor and say opportunity.
Opportunity.
Which is the same as season. Therefore, as we have a season, let us do what?
Good
unto all men. See, that word, all, that's a nasty word. that's really a nasty word because it means to your neighbor that just got through throwing garbage over the fence into your backyard.
Yeah.
Or the kids that ride across your grass all the time, you keep asking them not to, and they flip you off and do it anyway.
Oh. Yeah.
Folks on your job that persecute you, afflict you, talk about you, and don't even know you.
Come on.
That's the all. That's included in the all. Them husband and wives that's done abused you and now gone on to do other things. That's part of the alls. What is God saying? Get over it. Because if you don't get over it, you can't see me. I want to see Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
And listen to me, don't get it twisted. I don't want to get to heaven to see him either.
Amen.
I want to see him here.
Because
if I see him here, heaven will manifest itself in me. And I won't know I'm gone. Somebody going to get that in a little while. Especially, listen. I saw it. Linda, listen. I'm not messing with you, Linda. I mess with Linda all the time. Linda, listen. Especially to those of the household of faith.
Yeah.
It say do good to all men, but there's special exception to those that's in God.
Right.
You know why there's special exception to those that are in God? Because regardless of how crazy, mixed up, who they might be, if they love God, guess what they are? The anointed of God.
Right.
If they are the anointed of God, you better keep your mouth, your hands, your ideas, your principles off of them. That's why I said especially those of the household of faith. Because you are condemning yourself.
For the wages of sin are death. And those that operate in them, they operate into dead things. Therefore, they shall receive that which they have planted. For I would have you say that, let a man examine himself. For the word says, my word says that for many are sickly among you and many sleep because we do not understand that we are damaging the Lord's body. So I will say unto you, my children, be not deceived. I am not mocked. Whatsoever a man scatter, that shall he also reap, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Before we close our Bibles, everybody read with me the 10th verse. Starting now. As we have, therefore, opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Let us do means you have to be affecting everybody's life that you come in contact with in a positive way. If you're affecting somebody's life and it's not in a positive way, you need to check yourself.
Yeah. Amen. Yes.
God ain't playing. People aren't supposed to be encouraged when they're around you. They're supposed to get uplifted when they're around you because you're different. At least we're supposed to be. If folks are always sad when they're around you, then something wrong with you. Your God is your belly and not the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Amen. What I mean, your God is your belly, I'm talking about your flesh. Your own nature is ruling you. We are supposed to affect people's lives in a positive way.
Yeah.
That's what faith is.
Amen.
Faith ain't always believing God for healing or for a new car or for a house. Faith is having the ability to do good to all men because you know without a shadow of a doubt that what it is you do is going to come back home to roost with you.
Amen. Amen.
So faith tells you to obey the word of God. Don't be a hearer only, but be a doer of the word.
Yeah,
man. Folks better stop playing with God. Stop playing with him.
Right.
because you know what, what do you call those guys? A bookie does when they want their money, they call in their book. They call in their note. God gonna call in His note, and I hope you got the money to pay for it. Meaning your lifestyle, your character, your nature. Amen. I don't care what church you go to. I don't care what the name of your church is. If you don't know Jesus, you done missed Him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Everyone stand.